Be strong with your emotions. Be strong with your emotions. It's so easy for us to let our emotions run away with us and steal us off into an experience that is difficult, whereas when we can be sound and determined, we can handle it. How often do we work with children? And the little children are frightful. They say, "Oh, that's terrible. What's going to happen? What's going to happen, Mommy? What's going to happen, Daddy? How are things going to go working out?" And we sometimes don't know how to handle that. We don't know what to say, what to do. But we have to be strong. We have to be powerful. We have to be good parents. We have to be good people who are knowing what we're doing. Because if we don't, then everything's going to fall right apart. Now, a mother says to her child, "That's okay. Come on now. Let's walk up the stairs here. We can do that. We can do that. We can handle this. Everything is okay now. All is in divine order now. That's all right. That's all right. You're doing just fine. You're doing just fine. So let's just hang in there." And little by little, the mother brings the children through a tough situation. The mother brings the children through a situation that is very difficult for them. But because she is strong, because she knows she cannot allow her fears to come out, because if her fears come out just the slightest little bit, they're going to come out in her children. They're going to come out in the circumstances that they're in. It is so important to stand firm, to be strong, to know what you're doing, to work with everything that you're working with. Because if you don't, if you're not the master, if you're not handling yourself and your emotions very well, then your emotions will ride away with you and take you off into some difficult circumstance that is not going to be fulfilling to you at all. It's not going to be rewarding to you at all. It's not going to be happy to you at all. And you are going to suffer. You're going to suffer through that because it's not going to be for you. It's not going to be for your life. It's up to you what you want to do. How often have you looked at a dog who is growling at you and you were frightful, and the dog growled all the more? And then all of a sudden you said, "Hey, I'm master here now. Hi, dog, how are you doing?" And treat the dog as though it were a loving, gentle dog, as though it were a fantastic, marvelous dog, a dog that you would really love and enjoy with. And as you do that, what happens? What happens when you do that? When you do that, you are the master. You're in charge of your emotions. You're in charge of your attitude. I always say I like to get down on one knee when a dog comes along that is a little unstable. And I say, "Hi there, puppy. How you doing?" And I treat the puppy like a stable, wonderful puppy. And the puppy responds like a stable, wonderful puppy. No matter how big that puppy may be, he may be a big old dog who is very threatening. But when I am in charge, when I am in charge of my emotions, then I am in charge of everything that goes on in my life. Now, are you able to be in charge of your emotions? Are you able to be in charge of everything that's going on in your life? Are you able? And the answer is yes. Yes, if you want to be. Yes, if you choose to be. We have a cat, and our cat is a little timid about the new dog. And he's timid about the new dog because he has always been the master. He's always been in charge. He's always been the one who handled everything. And so we, little by little, bring him into the awareness of the new dog. And we are not all, but we are frightful that the dog and the cat might not get along well together. We have this attitude, we have this emotion in our being that it won't, and they're not. Now, the moment we can be in charge of our emotions, the moment that we can be in charge of our attitudes and say, "All is in divine order now. Our dog and our cat get along just fine." Historically, dogs and cats have always been at odds with one another. Whatever the reason, that's not important. But when dogs and cats are raised in a household together and raised up from little puppies and little kittens, they get along just fine with each other. They play with each other beautifully. They have not learned the emotion of fear. They have not learned the emotion of control or manipulation of anything. They just love to be themselves and love to live in their world in a very happy, joyful way. If they can learn to do that as little kittens and little puppies, why can't they learn to do it as adults, as older dogs and cats? Well, they can. But if you are going to be in their presence with fright in your heart about how the outcome of their relationship will be, then you have given them no emotional stability. You have taken away the emotional rug from under them, and they will be at odds with one another. But they don't have to be. They don't have to be. But you think they do have to be. You think that that's necessary for them. You think they're going to not get along. And as long as you hold this in your heart, it's what's going to be. When you're driving down the road and you say, "The way is open before me. I surround this car with my pure white light of love, and all its paths are peace and all its ways are pleasantness. I surround this car with my pure white light of love, and all its ways are peace and all its paths are pleasantness, and the way is open before me." If traffic seems to jam up a little bit in front of me, I just say, "The way is open before me," and I release it and go on with my driving, and sort of serendipitously and unconsciously and intuitively and definitely, the way is open before me. It seems like there's maybe 12, 15 car lengths ahead of me where there is no car. And I'm in the second road. I'm in the medium driving lane. And I'm driving at the speed that the limit allows. And the way is open before me. Now, is this what you want in your life, the way always to be open before you? If you want the way to always be open before you, then it's necessary for you and for me, if that's what our choice is, it's necessary for us to see the way open before us. It's necessary for us not to see the way open before us, so to speak. We don't see no cars. We just see the way open before us, and it's a universal concept, and we let it be. We let it be manifest in our world. And then it is done. And then if the road is treacherous, if it's rainy or snowy or icy or sleety, I'm surrounded by the pure white light of love. All my ways are peace and all my paths are pleasant. And I drive beautifully, wonderfully, always harmoniously, always in control. And when I do that, I am in control of my emotions. It's my emotions which upset my balance. It's my emotions which upset my ability to harmoniously do whatever I want to do, whether it's having my dog and cat get together, whether it's driving, whether it's doing anything at all. And when I am a balanced person, my children around me are balanced persons. When I am a balanced person, my family is balanced. When I am a harmonious, emotionally balanced being, everything in my life is wonderfully emotionally balanced. And this is the way I certainly would like to have it be, right? This is the way I would like to have every experience in my life be, emotionally balanced. And when every experience in my life is emotionally balanced, then I feel happy, I feel content, I feel good about everything. And really, that's all that matters, isn't it? That's all that matters, is that I am emotionally content, and I am balanced, and I am harmonious. You too can do that. Do you want to do that? You too can be harmoniously balanced. You too can enjoy the fullness of life in every aspect of its being if you say, "I am peace. I am balanced. All is in divine order." And so it is. Yeah. And know that I'm helping you and helping me and making it known that all is in divine order by saying, I love you. I love you. I love you.